Really want me to blow your mind, Barry? Check this out. How about DC is talking about casting Tom Cruise's Green Lantern? How about that shit?
That is a terrible idea.
Oh, I'm not sure about that. I mean, I like Tom Cruise, but
I would say cast Chiwetel Ejiofor as John Stewart. Call that a day.
Nope, not a big enough name. They want Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise that started the MonsterVerse.
And he's got way too much creative control for him to just like take direction.
No, I just need him to stick to Mission Impossible, and that's it.
That's the only thing he's good at. He's good at playing Tom Cruise. And Tom Cruise can be Tom Cruise. As much as I like Tom Cruise, he's the same person in almost every movie. A Few Good Men, but it's just Tom Cruise playing Tom Cruise.
I want the truth.
Oblivion, great movie. Edge of Tomorrow, great movie.
Yeah, that was just Tom Cruise.
Night and Day, terrible movie.
That wasn't that bad.
Night and Day was kind of entertaining.
That's when he was having a bad run of movies.
Yeah, because Mission Impossible, even then, that wasn't that great. The last couple were okay, though.
Yeah.
Which Mission Impossible are you talking about? The second one?
Well, I think you might be thinking about 3, because that was that your boy's directed movie.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Everybody. Yeah.
Mission Impossible 3. The hell's that clown's name? Abrams.
Yeah.
He decided to make the character. He was apparently a genius, could read lips, spoke like 10 languages. It was ridiculous. And that whole scene with the helicopter flying through the windmills, I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, why don't you fly over the fuckers?
That stunt where he was sliding down the building, I think that's the only thing I remember. And then didn't he get shot at the end of that movie?
Yeah, he died.
Yeah, he got hit with the
electrical charge in him.
No, they jammed that exploding nasal spray into his head or whatever
it was. So they had to electrocute him and kill him and then revive him.
Yeah, they had to hit him with the electrical charge to knock it out. Ghost Protocol is the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, that was some good stuff right there.
No, I just got finished watching Rogue Nation last week.
I like Rogue Nation.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
This one's kind of a continuation of that because I was trying to figure out, because, you know, internet spoils everything now. So I saw a picture of Sean Harrison. I was like, okay, so he's not dead, clearly. I was like, why he's in this one, I have no idea, but apparently he's free. So, continuation.
Oh, the guy from Rogue Nation. Got it.
Yeah. So apparently he's still the bad guy. So.
Yeah. Since he will get killed quickly, but Henry Cavill is supposed to be the villain.
He's an assassin, apparently. That's been ordered to kill Ethan.
Teenage Joe in the trailer when he was like beating the shit out of somebody in a damn
bathroom.
Like, damn, Superman, you must be hitting people like that.
The thing I keep laughing at is every time I see him in that movie, though, now I keep going, damn. And they really said you couldn't shave that mustache, huh?
Yeah.
The thing was, when he said it, I kind of believe that shit, too. Mission Impossible, that's his and shit. Did he buy the rights to that shit?
I'm not sure. I just know that Abrams still executive produces all that shit.
Anytime Abrams touches something, yo, he's like, he's like an STD. Sticks to you once you got it. Still producing Star Wars films. You see that bad robot popping up and shit. Fuck Abrams. See, y'all got me started on something.
You used to love J.J. Abrams. That's the best.
I did. He was my dad. I was like, oh, shit, he's doing Star Trek. I mean, this could be great. And then I'm like, all right, this worked out well. This is good. And so the second Star Trek movie, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Your shit.
Yeah.
Oh, people that theater like, this is some bullshit.
I hate that movie, yo. First of all, what they did to the Klingons. Second of all, what they did to Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, man.
Wasted storyline.
God. Damn, though, he wasted like 7 storylines of that shit. Fucking Tribbles, Harry Mudd, fucked everything up, though.
Bruce Greenwood died. Like, come on, man.
Apparently, a spaceship has a jet intake and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is this, Die Hard?
I guess everyone assumed that Spock was going to die, and then they flipped that.
Oh, yeah, that was a twist, dude. That was his big twist.
Oh, my God.
Fucking bullshit. Whatever happened to the talk about Chris Pine being Hal Jordan?
They cast him in Wonder Woman instead. Told you, DC makes bad decisions, man.
Yeah,
he's supposed to be coming back for the second Wonder Woman movie.
Well,
as Steve Trevor, or reincarnation of him in some way. It's a
Curious Case of Benjamin Button or something.
I'll give it a shot. I think Wonder Woman was good, so I enjoyed
it. I'll definitely see it because it was one of the better DC films. You just couldn't last that last act and made this a good damn movie.
Jumping off a building.
Yeah, that last shot, I'm just like, come on, Patty. Why? Like that dude with them pies. Patty! Patty! It's like, why? For what? You had it. The movie was good.
I did see that movie he was in, Hell or High Water.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
That was good. I was impressed with that.
Yeah. Everything about that movie was good.
Yeah, it was a good damn movie. It ended perfectly, too.
Yep. Well, Mike, do you have any theories about Ant-Man and the Wasp?
They said it's going to have implications to the next Avengers. Something in there is going to have something to do with it, but from what I understand, most of the major shit's going to be in Captain Marvel. That's kind of like the big setup. So they're basically going to do the Kree-Skrull War, which is perfectly fine with me. So,
which I hope they lead into incorporating Fantastic Four. Yeah, that would be the perfect way to do it.
I don't know how they're going to bring in the Fantastic Four and X-Men like into the MCU.
Well, Feige's kind of already put everybody on notice. And again, I would hope that he's kind of BSing around and they've already got plans in motion. But he keeps saying it'll be 2020 to 2021 before we even get a hint or a glimpse of that ever happening on screen.
Hey, that's fine. That's 2-3 years from now. I mean, what's left this year? They've got Ant-Man and the Wasp, and then...
And Captain Marvel, is it?
That's next year, yep. 2019, and then Avengers. And then after that, there's what, 2020?
Well, really? So they've got 20 movies planned out. And I know for a fact that he's also said after the next Avengers, everything is kind of going to change. So this is literally going to be a conclusion, is what they said, for the first 10 years. It's just going to be, that's it, it's done. We're moving on with other stuff and other franchises. Other stuff will continue, of course. Chadwick signed a deal for 5 movies, so clearly Black Panther's not going anywhere. They're already talking Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Doctor Strange is probably going to pick up steam now. I have a feeling now that Chris Hemsworth is probably going to sit down and redo Thor, because Thor's got the most traction out of everyone now. I think Downey's done. I think Evans is done. And if you do Captain America, it's either going to be Falcon or it'll be Bucky. But I think it'll be a whole new Avengers. Spider-Man will probably be in the mix and all that kind of stuff. And I think X-Men is going to be the one that they're really going to look towards, because the franchise is so jacked up. It's kind of like Spider-Man. You can redo it, and as long as you don't do too much origin stuff, you can make it a huge success. And if you get the right person, then people will forget the Hugh Jackman Wolverine thing, and they'll look at it as that was the first iteration of it, but now this is the new one, and we're moving forward. If you get somebody and they suck in the world, then everybody's going to be like, yeah, y'all blew it.
Do you think they should still keep the same actors
moving forward?
Yeah.
The core people, I would. Hemsworth is not too old not to be Thor anymore.
No, I mean the X-Men characters. I'm sorry. I should have been more
specific. Oh, no, no, no. All
no,
new.
I think you recast them.
Oh, all new. It's got to get recast.
Yeah. I think you can completely recast it. And I've heard people with the theory of John Krasinski and Emily Blunt, since they're already really married in real life, being Mr. Fantastic and Invisible Woman.
I'd be down with that.
I'm not opposed to that. I think it would work.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I'm more interested to see who they end up casting as Johnny Storm.
Scott Eastwood.
Oh, hell no. he's not leading man material at all. I don't think he'll ever be.
He's not, but like I said, I just trust Marvel to make a decision based on who really works in that character. Actually, I can see him as Johnny Storm. I can see him as Cyclops, to be honest with you.
Maybe not a Cyclops. Johnny Storm, yes.
Well, see, the thing with like the X-Men is that Cyclops got way more interesting when he went dark.
Yep.
Yeah. He went dark and became like a freaking, I don't want to say a terrorist, but he was like,
he was a terrorist.
Damn all this. I'm done with this. And this ain't working. Magneto ain't working. We're going to do it this way. The Fantastic Four, I just don't see how they're going to introduce him now, because the MCU's been established already. Because if they threw hints of Reed Richards that there was a super genius out there, was a go-to guy for certain things, then I can see it. But Reed Richards coming along now, being third smartest guy on the whole planet.
I think the biggest question would be, if y'all have been around this whole time, where have y'all been?
Exactly.
And that may be how you need to do the whole introducing them. Maybe it needs to be, that's the thing. Maybe it was, yeah, we just watched from the sidelines. We didn't want to get involved, blah, blah, blah. But now we got to do what we got to do.
Captain Marvel takes place in the 90s. It could have been that the Fantastic Four were around in the 90s. And whatever happened with Captain Marvel or, you know, the Skrull thing took them all out of play for the last, what, 20 years.
Yeah.
And that could help out. And
they were galaxy hopping with Silver Surfer. That's how you explain it.
And they kind of hyped Thanos up to be just the most powerful thing in the entire universe. And I'm just thinking like, no, he's not. There's other things out there that's a lot tougher than him. They didn't give any hint at all that there was something else out there, with the exception of the Celestials.
Well, I mean,
yes, that'd be interesting.
They have a chance to do all that with the next film without being too blatant with it. They could easily say, hey, y'all thought Thanos was the baddest thing, but no, there's other stuff out there. Like I said, if you give me one good hint of Galactus, we good.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm down with that. you guys are going to mock me to hell for this, but I thought that the Fantastic Four, the second movie of Rise of the Silver Surfer and stuff, I thought their depiction of Galactus was worked for that film, because I couldn't see how they can do a 20-foot tall Galactus dude with a purple headdress being a villain and stuff. But after seeing Thanos, you know, after seeing the MCU done and seeing Thanos, I'm like, okay, yeah, they can make it work. Those dudes can make it work. So I kind of see why people were pissed about the whole Galactus the Cloud, a force of nature type of thing. So I'm fine with that.
Just like Darkseid.
Oh, gosh.
DC, man. I got faith they could pull it together. But I'm pissed that they wasted the cast that they had. Suicide Ben Affleck Squad. Worked as Batman, and I'm a little miffed that wasted the cast that they've got.
He's flip-flopping now, though.
What he sees is the money that people are making, and he's seeing he's got some leverage because he is popular as Batman. No one's kind of really feeling Jake Gyllenhaal that much, or I don't know, from what I've read, like, not a lot of people feeling Jake Gyllenhaal that much. And I like the older Batman just being old and angry and hateful and shit. It fits with the character, considering that we already got the backstory for him. We all know it, but an older Batman who's just pissed off and tired of everything, that works for what they were trying to do with the movies. But
yeah, he was probably the best part about Justice League.
No, he was.
Conversation that they were having when they were talking about bringing Superman back and the beef he had with Wonder Woman. Yo, he's dead straight right. Yeah, you're absolutely fucking right. In fact, his character was what maybe changed my mind about Batman in the first place. Because I used to mock James about Batman and shit. I don't do that shit anymore because, I mean, the dude, everything he did in that movie fit with his character and was right in the end. But who knows? I just look at the movies for entertainment value. My true comic book fix and goes to Marvel. Barry, I'll agree with you on this. After Infinity War, they're in a whole set class by themselves.
The movie's great.
And it'll be on Blu-ray August 14th. Marvel is pumping shit out quick.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I'll be buying that. I cannot wait. And I'm seriously pumped for Doctor Strange's next movie. That dude was a fucking beast in that movie.
As long as they show him using his powers, that's good. Because when he went one-on-one with Thanos and he was doing all that shit, I was like, oh, shit. He's not a guy just making spells for beers in people's hands. He's actually doing shit.
They sat back and realized the opportunity that they blew with that movie and how much they didn't show what he can actually do, and said, okay, let's really put this guy out there as who he should have been. And the same thing with Thor. Like, if you watch the first two, it's kind of like, eh, really? But Infinity War, I was like, man, come on, Thor.
Thor Ragnarok. That was a transformation for me for him. I liked it and stuff. This is Thor. Okay.
Yeah.
His world's shit. His everything he knows is dead. And he's still got this whole cocky attitude. I am mighty Thor and I shall win. I shall defeat my enemies and shall go forth. And oh yeah, everyone I know is dead. But, you know, I'm going to defeat these guys, die ass, and I'm good. What's that? My brother just died? Yeah, I'm going to have my revenge. I can't beat this guy? Time to build a new hammer. It's like always positive forward thinking with that guy, man. It was damn.
Well, I just realized something. So I was looking at the box office gross. The last time I had checked in with Avengers, it had passed a billion, but it's almost at 2 billion now.
Holy shit.
It's 1.8 billion.
It opened in China yet?
I think
it opened worldwide when it premiered. It was the first time they didn't do it where overseas got it early or anything like that. They literally premiered it all over the world at the exact same time.
A lot of money, man.
China alone was 200 million. So that is just about how much Deadpool done worldwide.
Damn.
That's pretty good. Very good.
That movie, Thanos, rules everything, apparently.
Josh Brolin rules everything right now.
Yeah, you know, he was actually, they talked about casting him as Batman at one point, too.
That would have worked, yeah. I think. Keith
would have had an orgasm if he did that, man, because old pissed off guy.
Shit, that actually would have worked, I think.
Yeah, I think either between him and Jeffrey Dean Morgan, those are probably the only two people I could see.
Yeah, because when we're talking about doing Flashpoint, Jeffrey Dean Morgan has come up as being the alternate Batman, which is Thomas Wayne.
Thomas Wayne, oh, yeah.
And I was like, that's a good casting.
That sounds good. That sounds really good.
Yeah, don't forget those flashbacks at the beginning of
Batman.
It's just funny. Terrible. What is my mother's name, Martha?
It's just funny. Yeah. Ryan is stupid as hell.
You just do like all that shit in there. That doesn't matter because, whoa, shit. When is Sicario coming out, Barry?
June.
Yeah, I think it's late June. We gotta go see that, yo.
Yeah, we're gonna be seeing that, man. We gotta go see that.
Yeah, the first one was good.
Yeah.
First one was like cinematic. Man, you got me sitting there just like, they had scenes of him just traveling through the desert. This is beautiful. It's segueing to just kind of catch your breath. This setup is amazing. Did you see the second trailer, Barry? Or did you skip it?
Yeah, I saw it.
You know what I'd like to see on the Infinity War DVD? How all the Asgardians got their asses kicked.
Imagine it's about the same way Hulk got beat down and shit.
But got everything beat out of him.
He just got pieced around and
dropped. He's scared to even come out now.
I know, that's fucking terrible, yo.
Multi combos and shit. That's some shit from Street Fighters, yo. I'm like, what the fuck?
Monster, let him have his fun. I said, oh, shit.
You know, just went off on a damn Zangief. He just beat the shit out of him.
He said Zangief.
He's unleashing combos and shit, you know? Oh, shit, dog.
Looks like worldwide, Avengers is number 4 all time. So, number 1 is the movie that Mike hates the most.
Titanic?
No.
Close.
Avatar.
Avatar?
Avatar. That's inflated and like out of scope because most of those are from the IMAX.
I don't care. That movie should never be top 10 of anything.
And they re-release it. Remember they released it like a year later back in theaters again? God.
Okay, I fucking hate Avatar.
And Titanic is number 2. Star Wars Force Awakens.
Another one. Fucking just why? 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 We know what we're here for. Iceberg sink in the movie. I don't need 2.5 hours. Come on, Cameron. Some people and Jack could have lived. Fucking piece of plywood floating in the ocean. And she left him in the water cold.
Well, just turn Leonardo DiCaprio into a superstar. That's all. That's all the movie was for.
Yeah, I don't know. One thing. That damn James Cameron needs to shut his mouth about superhero movies. Talking shit about Infinity War.
5 fucking avatars. You didn't need the first one.
Superhero movies are just an invasion of shut the fuck up.
Fucking sucks.
Well, I will say Disney is on this list of worldwide grosses a lot. So you have Star Wars Force Awakens number 3, Avengers Infinity War number 4, Jurassic World. Like, I didn't even realize that movie had grossed that much.
Yeah, Jurassic World did a whole lot of money.
It did a lot of money.
Then you have the Avengers number 1 is number 6, Furious 7. Again, I didn't realize that movie had made that much money.
Made a lot of money too.
Age of Ultron, then Black Panther, then Warner Brothers shows up as Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. And then Disney has more movies: Star Wars, Last Jedi, Frozen, Beauty and the Beast. Then there's the Fate of the Furious, Iron Man. Like, geez, I mean, come on, Disney. Minions, Captain America. Now I see why they're trying to buy Fox. They just want to own everything.
Yep, pretty much. Iron Man 3.
But yeah, so if Avengers Infinity War hits $2 billion, which it probably likely could.
Yeah, it's going to.
They were still playing Black Panther when we go see Deadpool.
They were playing Black Panther up until the Blu-ray came out. I've never in my life seen that happen.
I don't know what's up with these damn big time directors got to talk shit about superhero movies. I mean, seriously.
Well, it's all about gross. Somebody's making some independent romance story or something. Right.
Studios aren't going to back it like they will a superhero movie.
Yeah.
And you know how most studios acts are. Now when they come in there, it's, okay, pitch me. And ask them, like, so, yeah, forget that. We've been looking at this superhero book, right? And so now directors are probably just getting frustrated, like, what the hell? Because 20 years ago, you got laughed at trying to do a superhero movie.
Yep.
Now,
yeah, fucking Spawn. Remember right, Spawn when it came out?
He's pulling out comics that people have never even heard of, just say, okay, well, I think that'll be an interesting story. Let's try to see if it'll work.
Then they need to go back to old school then. Some independent shit. Do it themselves.
Well, not just that. They need to become more creative. Like I said, now everything's just kind of either you reboot an old franchise or try to redo something that's already been done and just remake it and all that. There's no real original ideas that work. I mean, hell, they got another Predator now, which, I mean, don't get me wrong.
Oh, my God.
That's
going to
suck.
Let's go there.
That's going to suck, dude.
I mean, I like Predator, so I'm going to go see it one way or another. But
I love Predator. I love the aliens, too.
Right, but it's like you ran out of ideas, and you said, hey, let's make another one of these.
I don't know about no little-ass kid, though.
What I don't understand is they fucked up Alien versus Predator, which took the best parts of those two franchises, the Marines from Aliens and the Predators themselves, put together. And then the Aliens versus Predator movie took place in what? Mexico in a pyramid or some shit? Now they're doing the same thing now where it takes place on Earth where the Predators are what? Doing a hybrid? It's ridiculous, dude. Actually, in Predators, that one that came out, what?
With Adrian Brody?
Yeah.
That was bad.
I like that.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
I had watched that maybe about 2 months ago. I was like, yeah, this movie's still good.
They took all assassins, dumped them in a game preserve. I'm like, okay, that worked. Epic ending should have been give them a seat on the ship and said, you know, hey, come with us. Let's do some hunting.
Really? Was Stone Cold in this movie? No.
Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yeah, or maybe I got it confused with another movie that he did some similar shit.
No. He was in some movie that was like kind of a battle royale movie.
I'm trying to think. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't think he was in the Predator.
He was in the forest and shit.
I just couldn't picture him with the Predator walking up to him. Oh, yeah. Give me hell yeah. Something. Predator looking at him like, all right, I'm about to cut your head off because that ain't going to work.
Like,
yeah. You think you're looking at you, son of a bitch.
I think the movie that you're thinking about is called The Condemned. Otherwise, he was in The Expendables, and that might be the closest thing.